obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.
You are about to be so blessed by the words coming to you from the man of God, Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be talking to you today about dealing with difficult people. Dealing with difficult people. How many of us have ever had to deal with some people you really think they are very difficult? Hallelujah. Dealing with difficult people. For all you may know, you are actually a difficult person. So don't think about somebody who is not here. Talking to those of you who are here. Hallelujah. Dealing with difficult people. It's an interesting subject. And we are talking about that as a way to walk in the Spirit. Because you see, your walking in the Spirit has something to do with people. Most often than not, there are a lot of people who think that their worship of God is they and God. And it is devoid of people. And that is not true. That's an erroneous thinking. It's a wrong thinking. Hallelujah. Almost through with the book, Sustaining Your Christian Life Through Active Fellowship. And I said that in one of the chapters in the book, I dedicated one chapter to, you know, building and sustaining your spiritual life through being a part of the local church. And I spoke about you cannot truly live a spiritual life without the sense of community. Without the sense of community. There are a lot of people who think that, they have an anointing to catch. They have an anointing to receive from God. They go stay in the bush and pray and pray and pray and pray. They don't learn how to deal with people. You find a lot of people who go to churches and they leave the churches because somebody hurts them, somebody did, somebody died. And they say there's somebody who was a difficult... When you meet somebody who is a difficult person in the church, in your school, in your workplaces, in your family, how are you supposed, what does the Bible say about dealing with difficult people? In the midst of difficult people, we have a couple of them, we have a group of them that we call the narcissists. The narcissists. These are people who are very difficult to work with. Hallelujah. Yeah, people are very difficult. I'll explain all of that to you today. So, in your walk in the Spirit, you progressing in the Spirit, one of the major keys or one of the major ways to progress in your walk with God, which is your walk in the Spirit, is to learn how to deal with difficult people. Because there are some pastors that are very difficult. There are some leaders that are very difficult. There are some church members that are very difficult. There are some bosses that are very difficult. There are some friends that are very difficult. And you are going to live your life in the company of people like that. Hallelujah. In fact, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible talks about what is going to happen in our days and in our time. So you would have to know that these people are going to be with you till Jesus comes. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Do it in NIV. But mark this. Tell somebody, mark this. Come on. Look at someone, say, mark this. So Paul, the apostle, by the Spirit of God, is saying, mark this. So he says, mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. Now, why is there? Go to the verse 1 again. The verse 1 again. He says, mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. Why is there going to be terrible times in the last days? Next verse. People will be lovers of themselves. People will become very self-centered. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So the Bible says that in the last days, people will become self-centered. They will always be thinking about themselves. They won't think about the well-being of others. If they are dealing with you, they are looking at how to use you and gain from you without thinking about you, without thinking about your welfare. So the Bible says that's the reality. They are going to be lovers of money. People that we are going to be dealing with as believers are going to be people who are self-centered and people who are lovers of money. Hallelujah. So it means that you are going to be in a business or you are going to be in a deal with somebody and you should not forget this. Hallelujah. That you live in days and times where people will not want to have equal share. There will be lovers of money. People can start a company and nothing has happened yet and they love themselves, they are okay. The moment money starts coming in, there's trouble. Where money is, there will be so much wranglings and so much troubles. Hallelujah. There are churches that split apart because of money issues. Praise the name of the Lord. It split apart, money issues. You see, one branch will say that right now we are no more called Gospel Waves. Right now we are called Citadel of Heaven. Because you see, the pastor, the senior pastor says that, oh, all the money should go into this account. No, no, no. So if the money goes into this account, what are we going to use? What da, da, da. And then it will split. There are churches like that. I'll mention the name of the churches that splitted from big churches to start their own church. Because the moment church begins to grow, the monies that will be coming inside the church account. That's why churches don't declare. It gets to a point they don't declare the money they have in their account. I can tell you, church like Church of Pentecost, they are even richer than Ghana. They are rich, extremely rich. Praise the name of it. So imagine if they every Sunday they put it everywhere in every branch. That last week Sunday, the money that came to Church of Pentecost, the money that from all the assemblies and all of that was 400 million Ghana cedis, or let's even say 40 million Ghana cedis. Now, somebody is going to calculate that every Sunday times 4 times 12. Then they will begin to ask, so why are there poor people still in the church? You know what I'm talking about? So it gets to a point where it is only a few people who have faith to know big money and no shake. That will be told that, oh, this is the amount of money that came in the church. And then that's that. But the moment you have a baby in leadership and the money start coming, they start all man or starting finding wondering. Do you understand? Yeah. So church can have this money. Oh, then our branch, let's then you see they will get some two or four people in the leadership. They say, yeah, hey. I saw a video in an Assemblies of God church where they sack the pastor Sunday service. Oh, they sack the pastor from the church. I don't know how many of you saw that video on social media. I cried. Pastor is coming to. They said, we don't want you here. Get out. They sacked the pastor from the church. Dala mano shevai. God said we shouldn't curse, but that day you'll be under a curse. Something similar happened here in Presby Church. Some of you are too young to have known the story. There was this pastor that some of the leaders began getting disgruntled about, and they almost share so for near. Yeah, I don't know how to put that in English. Not more treat. Almost share in noya. How does that? How will you say that in English? Huh? I what? You understand? I pain. I pepe. They showed the pastor I pepe. To the point that the pastor couldn't stay anymore. So the pastor had to go. And the pastor said, "These things that you have done to me, may you be repaid." He said that in prayer and he left. All those who were the forerunners of that rebellion, they were in one car to a funeral. They got accident and they all died. Hearing in some, like it will be like 10 years or 11 years ago. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, these things, they do happen. The Bible says, lovers of money. People will be lovers of money. When it's money issue, we can be blessed. Say, "Master, how did you be a baby ago? But me sick at them, family sick at them, ago. Me to me kum." Lovers of money. That's what the Bible is talking about. Lovers of money. Okita 200 Ghana cedis and okita 4 cedis or the 400 bear offering or the 2 national or lovers of money. Because when he lovers of money right there in the book. Praise the name of the Lord. You understand? So the Bible says lovers of money, boastful. People will be boastful. These are the kinds of people we'll be dealing with. We'll be dealing with self-centered people. We'll be dealing with people who love money. People who live their lives for money. We'll be dealing with people who are proud, who are boastful. To boastful means people who say big things that are beyond them. They boast. The things are not there, but they say it is there. They say things. Some people, when you listen to them today, you can go and carry all your money and give to them because the way they boast, it's crazy. Then he says, proud. Proud people will be proud. Now you have to understand, these are the kinds of people we will be dealing with. Come on, are we together in this place now? People who are proud, they are haughty, they don't listen, you can't advise them, they always have their own way out. And the Bible says, in the last days, these are going to be there. Then it says, people will be abusive, they will abuse people. All kinds of abuses. They'll be abused. Verbal abuse, sexual abuse. And this is where the narcissism is. People that are manipulative. Do you understand? That people they can manipulate you into thinking and doing things you don't want to do. They can manipulate. Oh, you know, the money. Oh, no, relax. I mean, oh, don't worry. By the time you realize you've cleared the account and given it to them, bam, they are gone. Manipulative. Praise the name of the Lord. These are people, so when you are a Christian, very, very Christian, and you say the Bible says we should love ourselves, if I don't add this to the teaching of love, you would think that love means yes, yes, yes. But love is not yes, yes, yes. Do you know there are people who feel like because anybody that's a true Christian has a very kind heart, and it is easy to fraud a Christian. Not a Christian like me. Praise the name of the Lord. So there are Christians, they are not smart. They say, Bible says we should love and give. So we love and give. But that's not what the Bible is talking about. I was telling somebody, the person was trying to manipulate me with the teaching on love, and I said, but Jesus is love, God is love, right? Say, yeah. I said, who took Cain and whipped people in the church? Love. Don't say Jesus. Love. Love whipped. Love over 10 tables. Love got angry. So love can be angry. So there must be a right balance to these things. Come on, praise the name of the Lord. You're going to be dealing with an abusive person, somebody who tries to, sweep you off your feet by a loquacious verbosity. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody who is somebody who is an orator. Somebody who can talk. That people, they can talk. They can talk you into things. I will marry you. I mean, are we, but like, who am I going to marry? Open your leg for me. But it's just one. You know what I'm talking about? I'll marry you. You are mine. I'm yours. Where are we going? Charlie, forget about this thing, Pastor, staying in the church. No. Charlie, you are mine. I'm yours. Where am I going again? You are not going anywhere. So why can't we wait if you are not going anywhere? Yes, am I not yours? Are you not mine? Are we not we? Where are we going? This life, where are we going to? Please, Charlie, me, I don't even have time to go and chase another girl. You are all that is on my heart. I don't have time. The time maybe I have for church, I can't have time for any other thing. I'll check. We go to church every day. Charlie, open your leg. Let me see what I can do there. We'll be dealing with such people in the end time. You want to see what you can do there. You know what I'm saying? Disobedient to their parents. Now, people are very disobedient to their parents, right there in the book. So we'll be dealing with people who are very disobedient to their parents. You understand? And the Bible talks about disobedient to parents, ungrateful. People who are ungrateful. They don't appreciate anything done for them. Praise the name of the Lord. You say you need 500 CDs. I gave you 200. Take 200 CDs. And then, 200 penny. No, 2 billion. Ungrateful. You know, there are people these are people, they enjoy benefit from you, but they will not let anybody know. They will mention you. They will not, before people, they will treat you like they don't even hear from you. But codedly and low-keyly. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. That people like that, very ungrateful, right in the book, very ungrateful, very, very ungrateful. They don't pray for people who has helped them before. They don't even remember. There are some people, if you meet and say, who helped you in your life? They say, it's only God. It's God. It's God and God alone. God paid your school fees. It's only God. If it had not been God, where will I be? It's only God. Do you know that's ungrateful? That's being ungrateful. When you think that you have to give the glory to God, when God used the man, that one too is ungrateful. You never knew. That one is ungrateful. It's not, but the Bible says that God says, I won't share my glory with anybody. The money is not God's glory. You know what God's glory is? Go to Isaiah. It's right there. Hallelujah. Ungrateful. The wife bought something for the man. He will not appreciate it. You want to process, this one, I could have gotten it. I wanted to even buy some. Sometimes it's very nonsense. I say, you brought this thing. I thought about buying some yesterday, crowd. Just I forgot. You just want to let the person know that you can afford. Are you okay? Praise the name of the Lord. Some people have cooked for me before, and the food was not nice. And I told them, this is the best. This is the best. Wako Pastor Rabbi, wako could the dear, you couldn't even say thank you. You just left. Just wash the plate and then you just left. You come back and know about that, so then ill. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Ungrateful. So if you're ungrateful, you may be the difficult people I'm talking about. You may be part of those difficult people. So don't think I'm somebody outside. But the Bible wants us to know that in our days and time, These people are everywhere. If you are helping someone, don't be expecting that the person will come and no. You may be dealing with a very difficult person. Praise the name of the Lord. When somebody comes to you and a person begins to talk plenty, you know, somebody spoke to me this evening that, she's been ejected and why, and all of that, and is looking for a room, and why, he's just looking for somebody. They say the room is 250. And the person is taking for 2 years, just looking for somebody that can give her 1 year, and add the 1 year in 2 months when you pay. And this is the first time you're talking to me, and you are saying that I know that you are part of the people I'm going to preach about tonight. People, the moment they start talking to you, talk problems. You are dealing with one of these two. No, one of these plenty. Come on, are we together in this place now? Abusive, manipulative, ungrateful, unholy, proud, self-centered, lovers of money. Hallelujah. Next verse, quickly. Without love. The word without love means without affection for people. Onitema. You understand? Onitema. Somebody whose heart is hard. They can do wicked to somebody and they won't think twice. Praise the name of the Lord. Ask somebody, are you a difficult person? Find somebody and ask the person, are you a difficult person? You know, so the Bible says, without love, they don't love, they don't care, they don't have affection for anybody. You know, there are pastors like that. There are leaders like that. There are church members like that. There are pastors. I mean, the person has 8 A's in the church. Pastor is well-to-do a little bit, can help. Pastor doesn't care. There are members too like that. God will do for you. Don't worry. My brother, I'm praying with you. Without love, they always think about themselves. Praise the name of the Lord. Master, baby, I heard you need there. You know, everyone for himself, God for us all. That is one of the most... You understand what I'm talking about? People who live and they don't think about people. Today, who did you think about? Who did you think about? With so much affection. I'm not talking affection as you want to go and... You understand what I'm talking about? I'm talking affection, godly affection, kind-heartedness. Let me put it that way. So I don't go and say, Pastor, say, you didn't hear what Pastor said. He said affection. No. Kind-heartedness. Hallelujah. Kind-heartedness. Always wanting to help. Always wanting to be a blessing. Always wanting to be a positive influence in the life of someone. Hallelujah. Somebody has taken a detour. How can you help the person? Praise the name of the Lord. Your prayer is all about you. Like UTV. Shalama talama kunanana teneme katalamo. I prepare my altar. Oh, leko tenemo kapalakate. I make the sacrifice. Pilama tunama kutalabi. And you're saying all these kind of things. But you see, you don't care about people. Your whole life is about you. There are people, they have no friends. They have nobody they laugh with. They have nobody they talk to. I'll come there. They are just there. Their life, that's how it is. They are just there. They don't have anybody in life. Nobody has them in life. If you are like that, you are suffering from... Unforgiving. So these are the kind of people you are going to be dealing with. People are unforgiving. Somebody hurts them and they just can't forgive. They feast on it and they get more wicked. You think about those wrong things people did to you 7 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 19 years ago. You will never forget. They are forgiven, but deep in my heart, anytime I remember, I am hurt. You are a difficult person. If you are a forgiving person, the Bible tells you, you are going to be dealing with people like that. So make sure that you don't step on anybody's toes, because you don't know, maybe that person is going to be an unforgiving person. There are Christians that are unforgiving. Praise the name of the Lord. They're unforgiving. They can't forgive. I know the Bible says we should forgive, but this one, please, I want to process this a little. You're a difficult person. That's what the Bible is saying. Slanderous. I put something on my status yesterday. I don't know how many of you saw it. People saw it and they just removed their eye. Yeah. Slanderous. A video about a lady gathering two other ladies and say, this one, we are not gossiping. We want to pray for Brother Emeka. We are not gossiping. Do you know that Brother Susu went to propose to this sister, and he said, God says that, and da, 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 da. He only propose, and then the sister said, oh no, I'm in a relationship, and they laugh, say, we are not gossiping, we just want to pray, we just want to intercede. Slanderous. Somebody has fallen in love with somebody. How is that your business? You didn't give birth to the person. The person is not your sister. The person is not your mother. You are not the child of the person. The person is not your brother. The person, what is your business? I want to help. Are you a help need? Praise the name of the Lord. Slanderous. The best way you can help a fellow Christian is to pray for the person. Praise the name of the Lord. And I told you, whatever you want to say, Pastor Rabbi is in love with Foster. And then I feel like Rabbi is not going to help Foster, or vice versa. Foster is not going to help Rabbi. And Rabbi is my friend. The first thing I have to do is I have to pray about it. Because God can connect anybody to anybody. Praise the name of the Lord. There are some people, when you meet them physically, you would think that they can never be compatible. There are people they can pretend. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, there are people that can pretend. If I don't hear Prince anymore, because yeah, they're all spiritual there. Or back want to mean fear about no. But who names skills a good name? What born a bed and a shen whom or trains or the worry? Do you understand what I'm talking about? You pray about it. Then you can ask the person. Oh, I've heard that you are with Foster now. Oh, yeah. We are trying to see you. All right, I'm very happy for you. Have you prayed about it? Are you sure about it? The person says, oh, yeah, I'm sure. You listen to the person, oh, I'm very sure about it. So, all right, I'm praying with you. Case closed. Set boundaries in conversation. Because you see, slander always comes, most often than not, through conversations. The ube kasana fwa kasa broso. I feel that you become a witch in the church or a wizard in the church. Hey, have you heard that Gifty is in a relationship? I said, ah, Gifty, Ben. He said, ah, that tall lady, Naya Basarabi said, follow Sister Gifty. That lady. He said, ah, with which guy? I said, oh, Brother Francis. He said, hey, yeah, Francis said, who? Hey, but a man be bear one, sorry. Hey. But you don't know how Gifty behaves when she's in love. You have never, because she has never been in love with you before. And I always say, people you don't advise in this world, a woman that has believed in a prophet and a woman that is in love, those two beings, you don't invite them. You don't advise them. Onum so boloka chen say jai. What's the order? Be sra. Onumbi. Now, or sabi. That's a woman that has believed the prophet. You can never change her mind. And then a woman or a man that is in love, especially a woman that is in love, you will never. So I don't. When I'm advising lovers, most I like to do it together, so that the woman or the man will not go and say what I have. Because me myself too, I do it. Do you understand? It is the basic principle of love. Yeah, because the person is your just companion. So when you are dealing with people who are in love, be very careful. Be very, very careful. Because you may even have good intentions, but the time you realize your name is somewhere. Yeah, praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. I went to Accra with my sister. My sister had come from Germany and we're shopping in Accra with my cousin. And then my cousin, I'm 100 euro. Now, so let me buy a bag, an Ecolac. So I'll put something when I'm going for, how do we call it? When I'm going for meetings, camps, and all of that. I've used the ash for a very long time. So when I bought, you know, it is 3-in-1, big, medium, and small. My sister said, where are the coin? I'm so many kawari. Ah, my sister, we're jigga. Give 100 euro. I did about it. I did not call it. You know, I go and say, sister, I'm going to buy a messy one. How do you boat in the coffee? Want to win 7 and I'm famous. You know, so we fought over it. When I came home and we were talking, I told a woman, it's called love. So when you are dealing with lovers, be very careful. They can be fighting. Yeah, they can be fighting. Then what could raise about? Oh, don't mind. Oh, your husband, don't mind. Oh, okay. The moment they reconcile, you will see that the one you were very fine with, he will start withdrawing from you. A honeyman knows a teacher. So you don't have to go there. When you talk, talk in context. Talk small. The Bible says, "Let your words be few. Don't talk plenty." It's called slander. You know, when you are maligning somebody's integrity and reputation, when you are making it look like some people are foolish. So of all friends in the church, you didn't find anybody to be your friend, Martin. Hey, do you know what you have done? You are maligning the person. You can be sued for defamation. You are maligning the person. You are saying things that are unfounded about the person. Praise the name of the Lord. You have said things that are unfounded about the person. It's called slander. When you bon koma, you are becoming slanderous. Come on. Except it's in the positive light. The moment you reveal somebody in a negative character to somebody, when the person has not given you permission, do you know that? If I'm talking to Esther, and Esther is with Benny, and Esther puts the phone on loudspeaker, without telling me that, can I put the phone on loudspeaker? I can sue her. Yeah, I can sue her that she has breached my privacy. So when you're talking to somebody and you put on loudspeaker, legally, you're supposed to ask the person for permission. Come on, we together. If we do things, you understand. So how much more that I come to Benin, then I'm discussing, oh, mini Benin, you're born, come on, Messi. Oh, you're caught on your man. Oh, you're caught on your bar, yeah. And you're caught, yeah. And you're caught far away, no. And you okay, I said, that, no, not that you cry a customer for Esther. Huh? Esther, that means has you. Hey, Papa, daddy, to be bashing. That is somebody's reputation, somebody's integrity, somebody's life. But as Christians, we are given the charge to pray for one another. So the best you can do is to pray. When you pray and you are led to help, go to the person direct. Hallelujah. Don't discuss people about people. It is wrong. It's called, you're being slanderous, or you are slandering the person without self-control. Brutal. Not lovers of the good. Hallelujah. People who don't love good things. People who are brutal. If they are insulting you, they go brutal. If they are fighting, is brutal. Whatever they are doing is brutal. You know the people that say you want to be, you think you are from the gutters. I will show you that. What bottom of my bottom class? Brutal. Blood. Fire for fire. Next verse. 4. TPT or something soft. Go to somewhere else. They will betray their friends. Betrayal. Friends today, enemies tomorrow. Don't be shocked. This is what the Bible says will happen. And it is happening. So it tells you, you that you are a Christian, when you are taking a friend, you got to be careful. Because the Bible says that a time is going to come, friends will betray friends. You don't know whether your friend will be part of that prophecy or not. So you got to be careful. Praise the name of the Lord now. They will be reckless. They will be puffed up with pride and love pleasure rather than God. 5. They will act religious, but they will reject the power of it. Hallelujah. Stay away from people like that. Simple. Come on. The Bible says, do what to them? Stay away. You meet somebody who always talks about people. What does the Bible say do? Come on. You meet somebody who is very abusive, always is trying to manipulate you. There are people, they can, because they want you. I was explaining to someone that a lady can be in love with you, and because they are smart human beings, anybody that is close to you, that is a hindrance to her objective, she can have a way of driving the person out of your life. So the person can tell you, okay, so Rabbi Dazzy is close to you. The person can start telling you things about Dazzy. First, you won't believe. Then, Adiano Obekano, Obefa dia Dazzy eye. Now I'm maximizing. So when you see that letter, it will be a signal to you that, hey, then what Gifty said is right. Then Danny is also close to you. Then you do same. By the time you realize, now, you don't trust anybody except him or except her. You will be left, and you see, that is part of the narcissism. That's why if you have a friend that always makes it look like she or he is the only good person in your life, run away. Come on, am I talking to you now? Yeah. When you meet together, the person is so interested in anybody that you hold dear to your heart. Come on, are we together? Yeah. So the person will push everybody away so that the person becomes your bedrock in times of affliction. So he's the only person you talk to. And that's why I say that in the church, when people have flock, when people have, what's the word now? When people have cliques, that is impenetrable. If you're a pastor, when you see that, you have to talk to people 1, 2, 3. I'll show you in the book in Titus. 1, 2, 3. You have to drive all the clique. You say, please, you, and you. Leave the church. Go to a different church. Go with your group. Come on, are we together in this place now? When there is always an impenetrable clique, that's what the Bible is talking about. So you got to be, you have to be very aware of these things that we are, or these people that we are going to be dealing with. We are going to have them as friends in school. We are going to have them as co-workers. We're going to have some of them even as church brothers and church sisters. Hallelujah. Come on, praise the name of the Lord. When somebody comes to sell their friend to you, don't trust the person, because you, for sale may be on your forehead. You may not know. You can never trust a man that is able to sell his brother by deception. No. So the Bible tells us these people are going to be there. Hallelujah. Now let's go to, let me show you something. Let's go to 16, Proverbs 18. Pride goes before a fall. Pride goes before destruction. And haughtiness before a fall. Put it in NIV. Hallelujah. So the Bible tells us about pride, that before there is a major destruction, pride precedes the destruction. Hallelujah. And a haughty spirit. A haughty spirit. A spirit that does not respect. A spirit that does not honor. A spirit that is not humble. The Bible says it also goes before a fall. Now, these, let's read the last one. Matthew 7, 15 to 16. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. Next verse. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Mango. Can you go and take orange from a mango tree? The answer is no. Hallelujah. Now, what are the characteristics? By these scriptures that we have read, what are some of the characteristics of difficult people? Come on, who can name some of them? What are some of the characteristics? Yes, sir. So you have unforgiving, slanderous, ungrateful, money lovers, abusive, so forth and so on. Hallelujah. Proud. You are done. You can sit down. Proud and all of that. When you see these things in people, the Bible tells you how to respond. Praise the name of the Lord. It is not all the case that you would still have to be close to those people. Praise the name of the Lord. Come on, are we together? It is not always the case that you have to be close. The Bible tells you those to be close with. Now, let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs 15:1. A soft answer turneth away wrath. NIV. But grievous words stir up anger. A gentle answer turns away wrath. But a harsh word stir up anger. Never forget this scripture. Proverbs 15:1. Praise the Lord. How are you going to deal with somebody who you know is a bit harsh? A boss, you have a boss, you have a leader, you have a friend or somebody who you know, okay, let's say this person is very good, but this person is angry or has anger issues once a while. What does the Bible say you should do? You got to be gentle in your answers. So let's take for example, your dad, your mom comes to you. Esther, your first name of you. Esther, whatever. You are in the room, then you start boiling. The way somebody is calling you is already is. You are getting pissed. Esther, it's when you are born. Send papuita how be maswa kwa kotoa. What about? Now this is your pastor. This is your father. This is your mother. This is even your senior brother or your senior sister. You can choose to say, "Oh, man, but you're sorry, man. Wait a minute, self-fetch me, maso." And now I say, "Hey, man, wait a sorry. Waku tuwa apija. Man, ye, wait a fetch me, ye mean. Man, adjain. Enyam papa ane daha. Etu kacha mi ketuwebi amemfa. Adena hesa." Womb, then your mother will turn the antenna to 100 degrees. Mekasa no kasa. Me shoe and you should come out. Me papa, and you may be poor. Then you also go. I think, boomy, where come here? Come here, where boomy? Then you're staring the anger. The Bible says, a gentle answer turns away wrath. Praise the name of the Lord. You stay with somebody, you live with somebody, your parent, turn the fan off. Your parent, your whoever. The Bible says, a gentle answer. Sometimes the way you talk and your facial expression shows that you are a haughty person. See, the Bible did not say loud words. The Bible says harsh words. So you can say harsh words gently. Or you know, you go like, "A name so giant. It is so giant, so pemade." The Bible says a gentle answer turns away wrath. How many of you have seen this in the Bible for the first time? Okay. So a couple of you, a gentle answer. So the Bible tells you how to deal with people like that. Gently answer. Your pleases, your thank yous, and your please pardons. Hallelujah. Now people, they don't have wisdom. They don't have sense. Yeah, that people, they don't have sense. So they don't care how they talk. So it's either you are going to fuel their anger or you are going to quench it. And the Bible says a gentle answer is what will quench their anger. So anytime you see anybody that is superior to you angry, Bible says soft. Come on, soft. So I don't want to hear that you went home and your father was angry. No, papa, this CNE. That will be me, I'm a bobby.
He said, I'm here. Call out. She, I saw I'm calling him Kunipa. She, Unim Nankofoye. Unim Nankofoye, O Krum. Ude when you're now back, Sora, Ujan Babek can't say Hunacheme. I said, more call ya, or could you, I saw the Nina Yakwa. Some of you are not like me. Me. When you are angry, I will apologize. But in Habakkuk, verse 4, as long as it's about God, I won't get angry. I won't try to explain myself. No. Oh, I'm very sorry. What's in the choir man crowd? But you're fetching me. The next day, me kwabra unifi. It will frame me. I'm a catch you. Oh, but you're making me unifi. I don't even make kwabra un sorry. So, oh, me pi no na mbese me nyano. It is. So you learn how to deal with people. Of course, there are some people, and we'll get there. There are some people constantly soft answer, harsh answer. They are the same. That's also a different category of human beings. But there are people, a soft answer will truly turn away their anger. Don't practice harsh for harsh. Come on, are we together? I said, don't practice harsh for harsh. Don't practice harsh for harsh. Write that down. Don't practice harsh for harsh. Let's see what is in the 2. If there's some insults there. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. The tongue of the wise, it worships knowledge. It means when a wise person is talking, you can only but admire the person. Wow. But say Jimmy for Casa. When I'm Jimmy and also I can't Jimmy Sam. That's what he's saying here. He gushes folly. Oh, Bobby, I'm a Bobby. A Bobby. Folly. You know what I'm talking about? Folly. You know, there was somebody that the teacher in JHS, the teacher took a cane. Then he looked at the teacher, then said, now who are branching at the whole your class Nina, your friend Abraham, on what's you be asking? Teacher, no, only teacher engineer, or the teacher named than her. So I heard no say. He didn't want to talk. Hallelujah. So you mind the things that come out of your mouth when you are dealing with people. Hallelujah. When you are dealing with people, listen, there are some things you can't hear. You may be able to forgive, but somebody will never be able to forgive you. Somebody broke up with a wife and they had married for 7 years. And in their second year, they had a fight. And then the lady says that, whoa, same thing I'm a and Kaunya Beman come a. The man got angry. Family people came inside, settled the matter. All right, from today we are okay, and all of that. So they were okay. But for the 5 years, the thing kept ringing in the head of the man. Then one day the man said, no, I can't anymore. And he files for a divorce. Why do you want to divorce our child? I said, that thing he said 5 years ago, that's what is haunting me. Because I can't even look at her face and have sex with her, knowing very well that I'm not her spec. So you have said a thing because you were angry. Because a man, when they are angry, they exaggerate in communications. A woman can say, I don't love you again. Meanwhile, boy. But she's just angry at the moment.
Come on, are we together? So there are some things you will say to people, you will never be able to take them back. Foolish person. Rubbish. You are like gutter to me. Things you say that demean people's personality. The Bible says when you do that, you are a foolish person talking foolishness. Did you see that in the Bible? And I'm going to say this message, you don't like this message. You want to walk in the Spirit. Take it. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. Let's do last scripture. Maybe last scripture and get out of here. Let's go to Titus chapter 3. Verse somewhere 10. Warn a divisive person once, and then warn them a second time. After that, have nothing to do with them. Next verse. Oh, we are done. You may be sure that such people are warped and sinful. They are self-condemned. Go to the 10 again. So the Bible says when you see somebody who, he tells you how to deal with the person. When you see somebody who is divisive, who always bring division. How many of you know people who always bring division? Or you people, you say you are virgins, you don't know. People who bring divisions. Talk about it. They see people are friends and they want to know what is going in there. Whap. Then they scatter everything. There are people like that in the church. Talk about this, talk about that, talk about it. Every matter that is about slander, their names are part. They're like the BBC and the CNN of the church. Every information, their name is part. They can say, this thing happened when? And I don't know. How come I never knew? Who has employed you to become? So, you hear that? Prince Christ said this. Oh, then Prince said that. Oh, me, I never said that. Then they'll go and ask. Then Prince said, please, I never said anything. Then the friends are left fighting. Prince is gone. We're checked out to them. There are people like that. They will go and say this. So, Rabbi and Dazi are friends. Go and say this. Dazi said this. And sometimes, I say, people, you know, they say that there's no smoke without fire, or there's no fire without smoke. So, every gossip and every lie has an iota of truth. Just that it is overly aggrandized. It is overly, inflated. So now, Rabbi is going to get angry. The word mini. That's it here. That's the eyes are there. So now they'll start giving themselves distance in the church. So when the council is sitting here, that's will come and sit here, two seats in the middle. Now you understand. Then when church is over, I came to God alone. I'm going home alone. So one day, Rabbi doesn't know what is happening. Then Rabbi will go and say, what is the problem? And brother, why are you doing this? And as he goes, like, you don't know what I have done, but you should know what you have done. You should know, please, you see. You know what? It's okay. The rabbi is going, why? You two, are you okay? What have you heard? You are asking me, am I okay? So they can fight without even knowing the cause. Intimity. Say, rabbi, ba. No, because that's the one same thing. My friend, that's it. Let me say, in a rabbi, eka. It is a brony. Come, my own first, I see them to me dream. They know my cause will be dream, you know. As in World Bank, transfers cost rough $2 billion, $4 million. It means that it is saying that that is the Ababeka. So, but if it's a divisive person, so the people will be fighting. Then finally, they all agree, let's go and bring Prince. They say, Prince, did you say me? When? Then what I say, you didn't understand. What I meant was that, see, anytime somebody says something, that later the person is going to say what I meant. You actually meant what you said. If you didn't mean it, you won't say it. Come on, praise the name of the Lord. So the Bible says that one a divisive person wants. So you have noticed that he talks about people a lot. What do? You go to Gifty and say, sister, stop what you are doing. Say, what have I done? Then you explain the whole thing. Second time it happens, you go to her again. The Bible says when it happens the third time, look at it, it says, have nothing to do with them. What does it mean? The only thing you can do with them is nothing. It's right there in the book. Paul wrote it. Everybody read the last part. He says, one more time. So we can love people by having nothing to do with them. The Bible didn't say hate them. He says have nothing to do with them. Hello, hi, have nothing to do with them. It's still something. The Bible says have nothing to do with them. That's when the person is divisive. And you know why the Bible says that? Because division can cause a lot in your life. It can cause a family a lot. It can cause a church a lot. Hallelujah. Do you know that there are divisions that the person doesn't come to say bad things? Yes, that you can single. Wow. Hey, Charlie. And hey, I give to me now to church in a minute. When you sing, I feel the spirit. Have nothing to do with them. One time a woman said that to me, and I went to report her to my pastor. The person was like, so I didn't know. Nancy won't lead the worship. You know, when I was about starting church, I was raising people and, you know, helping people so that my leave will not destroy anything. And the person was like, I didn't tell her to leave because it's old. And I want to tell my pastor that I don't think this woman is okay. Somebody has gone to music school. The person has graduated, has degree in music. The person comes to sing. Me now, you are saying I'm enjoying the thing more than when I'm me myself. I'm me singing. So when people are like that, when people begin to praise you unworthily, some people begin to believe in you more than yourself, and whenever they come around you, they make you feel like you are the only person in the world. Mark those people. They are called gaslighters. They light the gas. They are gaslighters. They light the gas. When you light a gas, what will happen? Foam. You go and take a song with a key you don't know, then you come and disgrace yourself because they say I sing best. It's what Juwedi. So give me A sharp. A sharp. You will never forget that day. You have been gaslighted from them. You understand? When people come close, they make you feel like you are the best. Nobody is good enough for you. Now you and your assembly ain't can. And guys, I'm sorry, I'm going to class now. Yeah, I'm going to class now. I swear, Charlie, you there, you are bigger than the church. It's called gaslighting. Into what dream you know that this is the only person that loves me in this world. Where Jimmy will. It's called gaslighting. And the Bible says, how you deal with them, have nothing to do with them. After two or three times of rebuke, Praise the name of the Lord. Am I helping you? So you know these people are going to be with us. These people are going to be everywhere all the time. So you have to advise yourself and know what to do with them. Let's go to Romans chapter somewhere. And then I'm out of your way tonight. You have to go home. Romans 12, 18 to 21. If it be possible, as far as it depends on you, I like this thing, live at peace with everyone. And someone says, how am I going to do all these things? So he says, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. Hallelujah. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. This scripture has been wrongly misinterpreted, wrongly interpreted. I will explain it some other time, not today. That, oh yeah, oh, time for papa. That's not what the Bible is talking about here. And yes, the Bible. I will explain that, but it's not today. Hallelujah. Do not be overcome by evil. When you quote and say, the Bible says overcome evil with good. It's a good quote, but it's not complete. The Bible says, don't be overcome by evil. Don't let people's evil to you change who you are. That's what it's talking about. That's how to deal with difficult people. Don't let the wrong thing somebody did to you change who you are. Somebody says, I'm done helping people. I'm done. I will never help people again. Because, the Bible says, don't be overcome by evil. When you did good, somebody says, the good I always do becomes bad. When I help people, I get disappointed at the long run. Instead of saying I'm not going to do it, look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm a sweet-spirited person. In the name of Jesus, I am not changing. I'm not changing. I'm a great person. I'm born to help. I'm born to be a blessing. I'm born to be a blessing to many. And the wrong somebody did to me is not going to change me. Because the Bible says I should not be overcome. Evil cannot overcome me. Evil cannot change my sweet nature. Evil cannot change me. Then he says, you rather overcome evil with good. So it means that the more evil they do to you, the more good you should be. Let your goodness be more than their evil. Praise the name of the Lord. So look at what it says. Go to 18. Where did we start reading from? Go to 18. He says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, it is yours. It is your decision to make. To say that I don't care and be having palpitation of heart. I'm not going to do that. The Bible says it depends on me. To live at peace with others depends on me. So don't come and tell me that, hey, the man of God, I greet you, doesn't respond. The Bible says it depends on you. It does not depend on the person. How you are going to act does not depend on what anybody did to you. I act because I'm a child of God. I act because the word of God tells me to. I love because God's word tells me to. I'm at peace with all men because God's word tells me to be at peace with all men. And that depends on me. Why does the Bible say that depends on you? Because it is you who have the Spirit. It is you who have the love of God shed abroad in your heart. It is you who is a child of God. It is you who hears the word of God. It is you who knows the right thing to be done. Hallelujah. Come on, are we together in this place? It's like you are not enjoying the message tonight. You want a hot, power, fireful message. Oh my God, Shandalabahaya. Oh, you are about to fall down right now. No. This is why I have to fall down for this. Live at peace with everyone. If it be possible with you. So it is your choice to make. Next verse. 19. Do not take revenge. Me yenibi. Me do bibia. Me si me do bibia. Me kanyanko ponai. O kanabasa. Look at somebody. Say, don't revenge. Tell the person, say, don't revenge. Give the person a shoulder. Say, don't revenge. Say, don't revenge. Come on, say, don't revenge. Don't revenge. You are a child of God. Don't revenge. You begin to scheme. I say, it is 1-0 now. By the time I'm through, it will be 7-1. That means I will show you I'm more wickeder than you. Yeah, I'm more wickeder than you. You don't know how wicked I am. I'm so wickeder. Bible says, don't revenge. Leave everything for God's wrath. Allow God to deal with the people. And somebody says that, you know, Yankupon, the Ofano Boa on Tunin 10. Ebone at Ukraine is out there. I could say, didn't tell you I mean to intend the officer or train what time for so much rush and turn to or two bonny three one now call ye. He says, leave people for the vengeance of God. Come on, are we together? Leave them. Don't get changed because of some abuses you went through, some ordeals you went through. Some people who maltreated you, and what some people are very wicked because all their life, only thing they saw was wickedness. Me, 3 days now, me need here. About 12, we need here. Who's on one about? And more 9 p.m., you need here. Some people are like that. Very wicked. That is wicked. When you can afford. Yeah. That's wicked. When you can afford. Hallelujah. Upo abon se neba. En papua oduku school. In 52, I'm an nice form. He has him tomorrow fresh. All of your parents are like that. Wicked. And tomorrow, this is one thing to one thing. O won't post room tomorrow. If you are crouching from Mabu and Napaye, Abasa Kumu, Evenise, Afibia Sane, Sasa. Hey, Rabbi's own name too. I don't want to talk to mother. Hey, you know, so they were Umatiati. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, so you get it. He says, leave everything, for it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. Next verse. Let's close with this one now and get out of here. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. Bible they were come, but yet. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. There's somebody in the house, you live in a compound house, who has been on your case for no reason. Then God being so good, you heard your enemy say that, oh, Auntie Maggie, Mr. Oh, Mommy, Jane, Bako, ne, your friend is saying, Maggie Bako. Then Auntie Maggie says that, oh, there be, oh, me, there not sound. There you are, you have some. Then you open your trap door. Eradigina mechi so don't bury money who you. Oh, come, I mean, tea, my time for you. I'm crying back. Oh, my, yem. You know, you know what the Bible says you should do? She's not talking to you, she hates you to the core. You get in, you take your onion, you take whatever she's looking for, and then you go. And then you say, "Metesa na ubiza anti magije ne biniyo." Mfa bibin kama wana. Mempe. Some dia siwo. O ba tugu. Usuba amboni. Bema onko ina say. Chigum. You understand? So that is, the Bible says, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you heap burning coals. Last verse, 21. Then we close now. Do not be overcome. So I'm going to continue this message, God willing, on Friday. That's going to be the last part. Dealing with difficult people. When you are dealing with somebody who has an anger issue, the person is good. But that's the person's weakness or something the person has to work on. Know how to answer the person. Hallelujah. Don't go harsh for harsh. The Bible says gentle. Come on, gentle. 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 How are you going to answer your mother now? Your father now? Your senior brother now? Your senior sister now? How are you going to answer Pastor Rabbi now? How are you going to answer me now? Hallelujah. Be outstanding. Let's pray.
We trust you've been blessed by this message. This and many more messages by Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu are now available on all major podcasting platforms. Kindly search for Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu and tap the follow button for more. Visit us at any GWC church near you in Sawom, Kutunse, Achimota, Bubuashi, Kumase, Kintampo, and Oda. God bless you.
Kobaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.